such an undignified exit in this room. You have to step off the stage and then go over and wait by the elevator. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot. It's time for a change of musical instruments. In the monitor. But I don't know if he's there.
No.
He's not. Okay. In that case, I'm fine the way this is in the monitor right now. This is a song. This is one of the songs that I did during Thing a Week, which is when I was releasing a new song every Friday for a year. I ran out of ideas really quickly. That song 4 was my last good idea. And then I sort of had to start digging deep, and then there was nothing there, and so I had to dig even deeper, and there still wasn't anything there. So I had to pull things from the air, and like whatever came to me frequently was what I just had to do, even though it wasn't any good or it didn't make any sense. This is one of those cases. There's apparently what's happening is there's some sort of a parade, and there's a contest about who has the fanciest pants. There's a man who wins it every year, and so they call him Mr. Fancy Pants. And you are in the story as well, and you decide that you've had enough of Mr. Fancy Pants winning, so you find some pants that are fancier than his. And you march in the parade, and you are adjudged the winner, and Mr. Fancy Pants is defeated. But of course, it's a hollow victory for you because, you know, he's Mr. Fancy Pants, and you just defeated him at having the fanciest pants, and he's very sad. So maybe you shouldn't have done it, you asshole. It's one of those songs that makes you think, you know? And of course, it's impossible for me to play on the acoustic guitar, and it's also really short, so I had to get this device to make it easier for me to play, and also to make it longer. It's a long roundabout way of justifying the purchase of this device, which I really just wanted because it's awesome.